This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today at St. John the Baptist in Quincy. We have 140 children doing vacation Bible school. I will be part of it, and I will teach them the song that's so simple but does things in our heart. Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. It's all about Jesus, our vacation Bible school, and baptism. But you see, it's not only baptism, it's baptism and faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So these children, 140 of them, will be evangelized this summer's week. It happens every year. And we have the older children who adore the Blessed Sacrament. They're helping us. So there are a lot of those children helping us with the little children. So pray for us that the Lord will pour out His Spirit upon these little children, that they would go home and minister to their family. That's what it's all about. Not only about the children, but the children will go home singing songs, telling people about Jesus, and that He comes into our hearts when we want Him.
And this Bible school is going all week. So if you have your children and you want them to come, or even if you want them to be baptized, just call the St. Joseph's Rectory, get in touch. Andrew will get you right in. And if not this week, there's another one in 3 weeks, part two. And just kids from, I don't know, it looks like from maybe seven all the way up, six all the way up. So if you want, you feel like you want your kids to come and really experience the power and the love and the Holy Spirit of God, just send them. They'll make it work.
You know, I know there are a lot of people that minister, they're priests, and they say, don't come on too strong. They're not ready for that. Well, the world makes them ready for the world, I'll tell you. They don't make any apologies that we're coming on strong for the world. We're teaching our children in the second grade about sex. How ridiculous. How ridiculous. I was innocent in the second grade, in the third grade, in the fourth grade, in the fifth grade, in the sixth grade. I was innocent because I was a child. I didn't need to know those things at that time, but they came to be at another time. We need to guard children's innocence. Because it's a gift of God. It's a gift of God. And that's what it's all about. Guarding young people's innocence and preaching to them through song and through scriptures and through witnesses about the Lord Jesus. We start with the children as we do with you. People tell me, you know, that a priest, well, you know, I don't want to come on strong. And I tell them, the world comes on strong. I'm going to come on strong and stronger, but in love, not in any other way, not even trying to do what you don't do, but in love. The people need to hear about the Lord Jesus proclaimed in love. Everyone needs to hear that because that's the way God made us, so that we would accept and give our lives to Jesus. I know children who have told me that at 6 years old, they asked Jesus to come into their hearts, and He changed them. We're not supposed to be apologetic for our gospel, the gospel of the Lord. We come on with love, teaching children what we teach adults, but teaching children in a way that they can understand. When I was in the second grade for Sunday school, because I never went to a parochial school, Sunday school, Sister Devota Marie told us that the Lord was saying to us, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. I will come in. And she told us that the doorknob was inside, and the only way in was to let Jesus in. So simple. I tell the adults the same thing. It's simple. The gospel is simple, but profound. So profound.
And we all just need to become like these little children out here. We woke up and we were in the chapel. The music was blaring. Everyone was screaming. They're playing with water guns. And, you know, they're just so pure. The devil, there's a war against purity. Because with purity comes peace. The more pure of heart we are, the more peaceful we become. And it's why it's important that, like at a young age, we teach our children the truth. But you can tell your children about Jesus all day, and that's wonderful. But having them come to a place like St. John's and letting them receive the Holy Spirit so they can not only know about Jesus in their head, but experience them in their heart. Just experience the love of God. Receive the power of God in community and song. It's powerful. You know, when I woke up and I saw all the kids going, it did something to my spirit. It made me just so joyful and ready for the day.
You know, maybe you lost your innocence, but God can restore it. I'm still innocent. Even when I lost it, it came back because I want to be innocent. I do not want to be ignorant. That's another issue. But to be innocent, I don't want to know what the world is all about. I want to reject the ways of the world. I want to give myself to the Father through His Son in the power of the Holy Spirit. There's still an innocence in me, not ignorance, but innocence. And God wants to restore that innocence to you because He loves you. And it's so wonderful just to be able to hear about the love of God. Kathy, my friend, Kathy Tierney, told me the first time she heard about the love of God, that Jesus loved her, was from me. And I said, well, how old are you? She said, I had children. I said, you never heard that Jesus loved you all those years? I said, you must be kidding. She said, I'm not kidding. I was never told until I came to the espousal and I heard for the first time that Jesus loved me. That's it. That's it. People need to hear it. I've told you before, many years ago, before I was in the seminary, I went to a Saturday night vigil mass, and it was very hot. And the priest said, I'm not going to preach today, it's too hot. So at the end of the mass, I went up to him. And I wasn't trying to be mean. I wasn't trying to be rude. I went up to him. And I said, Father, I'm here just to tell you a little thing. If you had only just told us that we were loved by Jesus, that would have been enough on this hot day. He says, that's very true. I said, so Father, that's what we need to hear, even when it's 100 degrees out, that we are loved by Jesus. And he didn't say that I was correcting him, because I wasn't correcting him. I was sharing with him what he needed to do on a hot day, because there were people in the congregation that needed to hear that. I remember a woman who was suicidal. And the Lord showed me one day that someone was coming into the church that was suicidal. How did the Lord show you? It's interesting. I'll tell you how. There was a priest's vestment hanging from a pipe. And the Lord said, do you see this alb? It looks like someone's committing suicide. I want you to speak to that and to tell the people you're preaching to that there's no need of taking one's life because they're loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. So I did. I said, you know, there might be someone here who has the pills already and they want to do themselves in. I said, the Lord showed me that he has love for you and you do not need to take those pills. He wants to give you his presence. The next day she called me and she told me that it was she, because the Lord showed me. We're looking at 2 Corinthians today, verse 1, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. What about you? What is the will of God for you? The will of God for Anthony is to love and to proclaim the word of God. That's the will of God for him. The will of God for me is the same, to love and to proclaim the word of God to people. And you know, I don't think of multitudes listening to me. I think of one person.
He's thinking of you.
I don't know if they're thinking of me, but I'm thinking of that one person that needs to hear it. And you know, sometimes it's people that have given their life to Jesus that have been going through a time of darkness. They need to hear the simple gospel that they are loved with an everlasting love and that Jesus wants to do for them what they cannot do for themselves.
And if you are going through darkness right now, every darkness and every void has an equivalent amount of light in the Spirit. So the deeper the wound, the more room for God's glory to fill it. The darker the ditch, the more light that God can shine into your light. The deeper the valley, the higher the mountaintop. If you are in a little darkness or a ditch right now, God is just setting you up to glorify you. He's clearing room in your soul so that he can fill that void. He's creating a void within you so that only he can fill. And Jesus is saying, surrender it to me. Because whatever you surrender to me, I will glorify. Whatever you give to me, I will exalt you in. For I desire to glorify myself through you and through your life. For I desire to raise you to heights of holiness and sanctity so that I can display my love through you and for you. You were created to be an empty vessel for me, but the emptying is painful sometimes, but the emptying, the crushing is an act of love. For when I have come to you, I have come to you to give you life and life abundantly, but to crush you. And when you are going through the crushing, as you are crushed, as grapes are crushed, they produce new wine. I am trying to make the new wine flow from you. I am trying to crush out of you all control, all fear, all anxiety. I'm crushing your past because I have a glorious future for you. What I have for you is more than you could ever ask, think, or imagine. For I know where I want you to finish, and wherever you are is exactly where you need to be to take you to where I need you to go. But where you need to go is not a place in the physical. It's a place in the spiritual where you are totally surrendered, given over to me, where you have lost your humanity and given me your divinity. Every cross I have given you is a gift from heaven, because as you carry those crosses, it lets a little part of you die so that a greater part of me can be resurrected to you. You see, before Jesus was resurrected, he had to go through the cross. And every day, Jesus wants to put us through the cycle of a little crucifixion so that we can be glorified, so that he can be glorified in us. Do not be afraid to let Jesus crucify you, because after the after he crucifies comes the resurrection.
The cross is the center of the days, the weeks, the months, the years. The cross is the center. We have to bring people to, or take people to, the cross of Jesus. At the center of our preaching is the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul said, "When I came to you, Corinthians, I decided to know nothing but Christ crucified." I decided to know nothing. The proclamation of the cross and resurrection necessary for conversion, that people make these proclamations their own. This is what it's all about. And people say, "Well, you know, you're speaking the same thing over and over." Well, I am, in different ways. I don't apologize for that. I have to preach the cross. I have to preach the resurrection. I have to preach healing. I have to do those things. But you've done them before, that's right. And I'll continue to do them again, because the depth of the message of salvation is beyond measurement. It's beyond measurement. It's deep as God is. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all consolation, who comforts us in our affliction so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation by God. God wants to console you today. You say, "I don't feel it." He wants to console you today. Whether it's you feel it or not, he wants you to know it's okay. Where you are is okay. I will meet you where you are. I will give to you what you need where you are. You don't have to be like you were on Crucio and you were filled with the Holy Spirit. Today you feel empty. That's where you are. And that's where I come to you from, to where you are empty, because that's where you are. And that's good, because we don't have to fake it. Some people say when people preach, they fake it till they make it. No, there's no faking it. You can be in utter loss and still proclaim the gospel. The name of the program is In Season and Out of Season. When you want it, when you feel it, and when you don't, proclaim the word of God. This is real. This is real. You don't wait for you have a high. You wait for nothing. You proclaim the love of God from where you are, and people will receive it.
St. Paul, he calls God the Father of mercy and the God of consolation. The Father of mercy. Mercy is God's greatest attribute. God's mercy is his love in action. St. Faustina said, "The greater the sinner..." Well, Jesus said to St. Faustina, "The greater the sinner, the greater the right they have to my mercy." God desires to pour out all of his mercy upon you, and the God of consolation. You see, God doesn't want us to be desolate. He knows what you're going through, and he's saying, just hold on, trust in me, don't build any walls between me and you, and I will release my consolation. I will release my love. I will release my healing. I will release my power. I will release my glory upon you, but have the faith that I'm going to do it. You know, this passage is so powerful. When Paul says, God consoles us in all our affliction so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation which we ourselves are consoled by God. So whatever you're going through, whatever pain, whatever tragedies you're carrying, God has allowed you to go through that because he's setting you up to use you to heal others through this. Maybe you had a bad childhood. God says, it's okay. I'm going to come and console you, and I'm going to heal that part of you. Then I'm going to use you with children to heal them, to bring the love of God. Maybe you never experienced the love of the Father. I'm gonna fill that void with all of God's love, with all of his joy, with all of the Father's love, because Jesus came to reveal the Father's heart. And the deeper that void is in the Spirit, the more my light I can shine into there. And then I'm going to use you, and I'm going to commission you to go display the Father's love. Maybe you had addiction. Well, first, I'm going to heal that addiction. I'm going to console the reason why that you were searching, that you're trying to fill that void in your heart with food, with alcohol, with cigarettes, with drugs, with whatever it is. I'm coming to fill that void, because the problem is not the substance. The problem is you're searching for me. The problem is there's a void in your heart that nothing only of this world can fill. Because you were created with this space in your heart that only the love of God can fill. And I'm coming now by the power of the Holy Spirit to pour out the love of God into your heart so that you can go forward and you can release that healing. You can release that healing into everyone who you come across today. Whatever you're going through, whatever affliction God is allowing you to go through, don't think of it as pain. Wisdom is seeing things how God sees them. See it as a gift. Begin to thank and praise God, not only in the blessings, but in the afflictions. But as we praise and worship God, it opens up the windows to heaven. And when those windows open, I see God coming right now by his Spirit with his consolation. And God's consolation and his love is flowing into those voids within you. And you are being healed. God is giving you revelation. You are being set free by the truth. You are being healed and overshadowed by the love of God now. But God says, my child, this is only the beginning. This is only the commissioning. Once you have received the grace from heaven, once you have received my consolation and healing, I am then commissioning you, sending you out, putting you into your destiny to go comfort those in affliction with the same consolation that I have just given you.
I love the scripture from Romans 5:5. The love of God is being poured into my heart by the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. That the love of God is being poured into your heart now by the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. This is real. God is not the God who inflicts pain. God is the God who is the God of all consolation, all love, all presence, all caring. That's God. People think because they were sinners, or are sinners, we're all started sinners, I'll tell you. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us. That means me. That means you. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But in the power of God's Spirit, we have been forgiven by the blood of Jesus, washing us clean, all of us. Therefore, even our past, which might have been negative, becomes positive through the cross. Even our past, you might say, St. Paul had a past of killing Christians, putting them into prison. God used that past to be so powerful in the preaching of the gospel.
Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a what?
Future. Say it again.
Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a
future. And that's real. That's very real. You might say, I don't know that experience right now. Well, you can know it. How? Just tell the Lord, I'm desperate for you. And I surrender to you. I'm desperate for you. When I go to bed at night, I tell the Lord, I'm desperate for you. I need you. I can't live without you. That's where I am. Right now, I'm desperate for him. If he doesn't give himself to me, I become sackcloth and ashes. But he always does, because he loves you and he loves me. And he has great plans for you for today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And may he bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.